Okay. Anyway, we're going by during the Gemara. I'm sorry, I looked at my thing. I didn't write from where it started. I hope it was clear, but I apologize. I didn't. I looked at it just now to see what I wrote, and I see I should have written from where we're starting, but okay. Anyway, so we're going to start the next Gemara. The Gemara says, Bishnamot etana didan. So we're in the middle of Heyam and Aleph. So the Gemara just finished discussing. So we have basically, we have three different memras. Our Mishnah says there are four of us. Rav Oishia said there are 13 of us. And Rav Chia said there are 24 of us. And we're assuming, okay, we'll see exactly. Somebody says, Bishnamot etana didan, tana minyana lamute de Rav Oishia. So why, in other words, the question is extra words in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Arba Avos Nezikin. Shorva Borva Ma'aved Ha'ever. So it could have left out the word Arba. It could have just said, Avos Nezikin. We could know it ourselves. We can count. So why did it say Arba? La'amute Ravashia. Right, to tell you, La'amute Ravashia. Okay. Rav Oishia Tana Minyana Namute Drabichia. And a Minyana Drabichia Namute Mai. Okay, so right away, this Gemara makes Pashas no sense. What can I do? First line you read doesn't make sense. Why doesn't it make sense? Anyone have any idea? We can get a word in.
They're not really excluded. They're just not talking about it, right?
Right. In other words, Pashup Shat, it's not like the Tana. You're writing extra words. You're writing extra words to exclude. If Shat is, I don't hold of it. So then I would write an extra word to tell me I don't hold of it. It's a machlokes. I don't agree. But it's not that I don't hold of you. I'm mentioning my four. I agree with yours also. Yours are fine. They're just whatever. I'm not mentioning them. So maybe what we have to do, I hate to do this to you people. You have to look back at the Gemara on Daud on the days to see what the Gemara said. In other words, but that's the question. In other words, why did a ton of our Mishnah not mention Rav Oishia's reasons or Rav Oishia's others? If the Tana of our Mishnah didn't mention him because he felt they were wrong, so and there's a machlokes between the Tana of our Mishnah and Rav Oishia, so then it's very good that the Tana of our Mishnah writes a mit to say that Rav Oishia is wrong. But if the Tana of our Mishnah also agrees that Rav Oishia is right, he just, for whatever reason, he was focusing on these four because these four have something unique about them. And he's not focusing on the others. So there's no reason to write a minyana to say, I'm coming to exclude those. I mean, like why would you, who cares? Who cares that you're excluding those? You know, we there's no point, no message, no value. Now, the truth is, Tavis seems to ask something like this. Tavis asks, Tane minyana namute, ay namute, lav mishum de lesle de ratchia. And a klaimar, lamute de no ayribu. So I don't know. Besides the fact that I don't understand what Davis means, I don't know what that means. Lamute de no ayribu. I'm not sure what that's supposed to mean, but we'll have to go over. But Davis is very, it's funny. Why is Davis funny? You've been dying in the Lashon.
He's on the second step.
He's on the second step, yes. Taibis only says, Lamute, did I say, Lamishum, did I say, Ratchia? which means that he's going on why Rav Oshia made a miyut. Don't think Rav Oshia is coming. In other words, it sounds like Tavis was bothered by our problem on the second step of the Gemara. In other words, there are two minyanas, three minyanas, but the Gemara only said that so far we only explained two of them. The minyana of our Mishnah was to be Lamute Rav Chia. The minyana of our Mishnah was to be Lamute Rav Aishia. And the minyana of Rav Aishia was to be Lamute Rav Chia. So Tavis is bothered on the second minyana, on Rav Aishia's minyana. Why is Rav Aishia write a minyana, Lamute Rav Chia? After all, he agrees with him. It's not that he disagrees, he just doesn't want to mention them. So he did say, so Tavis gives some answer. I don't know what it means. Klomar, that's always Klomar means it's a daichik or something. Lemute do ailo. Okay, we'll have to see what that means. But the mashmos of Tavis is very mashma that Tavis did not have his same problem when it came to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, really, it is good. It's no problem. In our Mishnah, when our Mishnah makes a miyuta, it's because less like who, right? That's the mashmalos of Taisis. And then the first step of the Gemara, because there's two steps in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tana didan, Tana minyana mute Rav Aishia. Rav Aishia, Tana minyana mute Rav Chia. Taibis is going on the second step in the Gemara. Why didn't Taibis ask this? You know, there's an understood question in Taisis. Why are you making a miyuta if you really agree? You're just not focusing on that, but you agree. So what do you care? See, what's the purpose of making a miyuta if you basically agree? So Taiva's answers, whatever he answers. But he only asked that on Rav Oshia. It's mashra that in our Mishnah, he understood that the Mishnah is arguing Rav Chia. Right, I think that's a very good mashmos. So we got, right?
Very wise mashmos that way because the divrei maskal of the Tosos is going on that. Meaning,
no,
I'm just trying
the
to.
Words, the last say the Rav Chia. Ramishim the last say Rav Chia. He should, going on the first step of the Gemara.
Right. Okay.
He should have said the last say the time of the Masnisen. Right. He's going on why Rav Chia wrote a minyana. And don't think it's because Rav Chia is less like, because that's not true. So it's fair. Why would Rav Chia make a minyana? But why doesn't Taifas bother? I think it's a very nice, very simple diac. Very nice diac.
I step why away for 1 second, but can you read it? Ha'ilam yutei lav mishum de lesley de Rav Chia. That the Tana does not have Rav Chia's avos.
Okay, maybe you're right. Let me see. Hold on, move the Najam the next slave, Rabbi Chia. And a Kleimar, move the Najam. You're probably right. You're probably right. You schlugged me up. 1 second. I get schlugged up. It does happen.
Well, that Tosa should have said Rav Oshia, because when the Gemara discusses our Tana.
I was thinking that, but it could be all inclusive. The both.
Right. Okay, thank you. You saying, in other words, I'm not so bad. In other words, the Tana is coming up. Fuge Rav Oshia. That's right. So Laomishim. That's right. Maybe I'm not so bad. Laomishim. That's like. In other words, yeah, I was reading it like you. He's right. I'm sorry. You know what? You got. I take it back. My taking back. I am reading it like you, but I'm making Rafi's diak. You're right. It doesn't mean the less lay de Rav Chia. Rav Chia is less lay. It's less lay Rav Chia. That's correct. That's how I was reading it too. It's less lay Rav Chia, but Rav Chia is step number, the one that's lamute Rav Chia is Rav Oshia. Right? The Gemara says, Tana minyana lamute Rav Oshia. Our Mishnah wrote a minyana lamute Rav Oshia. So why would Taita say the last day Rav Chia? He should have said the last day Rav Aisha. That's right. Thank you, Rafi. You saved me. I thought I made a silly mistake. But okay, you know. You see that? Okay. So I made a mistake that I made a mistake.
I might as well go all in, but doesn't the Tana have to exclude both Rav Oshia and Rav Chia? Isn't the Tana excluding everything? So they're both excluding Rav Chia.
The Gemara right? doesn't say that. The Gemara, there's no need to exclude it. There's no need to exclude everything. Rav Oshia and Rav Chia wouldn't exist. Rav Oshia, and that's what the Gemara says. Bishma Tana Didan, Tana Minyana, Amute Rav Oshia. Gemara doesn't say Amute Rav Oshia and Rav Chia. So why would Taisus change? The Gemara's lashon is Amute Rav Oshia, and Taisus changes it to Amute Rav Chia. Why would Taisus do that? So it's mashma that Taisus is going on the next step of the Gemara. Rav Oshia Tana Minyana Lamute Rav Chia. So that's where Taisus is going. So Taisus is going on that line in the Gemara. So it's mashma that, besides which I don't really understand what Taisus is saying anyway, but I guess that's not really relevant at the moment. But it's mashma that Taisus does not have his problem on the first step of the Gemara. No. I think so. So let's go back and figure and read the Gemara. And I think it's not so complicated. We didn't read it. Why did our Mishnah not write Rav Oshia's cases? We have to read the Gemara. Because on Daud Amud Beis. So the Gemara says about a third of the way down. Tane Rav Oshia, Shlosh Aser Avos Nezikin. Okay, what are they? Shomer Chinah Vashol, Nosei Socher Vaseicher, Nezek, Sar, Ripu, Sheves, Uboshes. Ba'arba de Masnisa, Paul Tracer. The Tana di Dun, my time of Otani, honey. Why didn't our Tana mention it? Bishimah de Shmuel, Beniske Maman Kamari, Beniske Gupa Lo Kamari. So let's take Shmuel for a minute. Shmuel says that the Tana of our Mishnah says, I'm only going to mention Niske Mavet. I'm not going to mention Niske Gufo. Rav Oshia says, I want to mention both. Okay, $1 million Shaila. Is this a machlekes in Lomdus? Or is this just, the Tana of the Mishnah decides he wants to only mention one, and Rav Oshia decides to mention both? Or is there a reason, is there a logic why the Tana of the Mishnah felt I only want to mention Niske Mamin and not Niske Gufo? And the Tana di Dun has a logical reason. Niske Mamin Kamari, Niske Gufo Lo Kamari, there's a Yashris, there's a Svara. And Rav Oshia does mention both, it means Rav Oshia is arguing on that Svara. Right, that's an interesting shaila. Let's just say that again. I'll say it again just in case someone missed it. The Gemara says, if you hold, according to Rav Mavid, that means Eish. So the four cases of the Mishnah doesn't mention anything about Niske Adam, only about Mamad Amazik. So he says that the Mishnah was limiting itself only to Niske Mamad. In Niske Mamad, there are only four. Rav Oshia found 13 because all of Rav Oshia's are Niske Gufo. Those are forms of Adam Amazik. The Ta'ar Tana felt, don't mix me up. I don't want to discuss Adam Amazik. I only want to discuss Mamad Amazik. Now, Rav Oshia says, I feel like discussing both. So is this just no big lumdus machlekes? The Ta'ar Tana was focused on a more narrow. He could also discuss both. He just decided he's going to discuss this game, Mommy. And I'm saying it over. Please, I'm going to put you on mute. Let me say the question. So do we say that, listen, there's no real reason for either opinion Everyone, if you want, I can discuss both. If you want, I can only discuss one. Our Tana of the Mishnah decided to go out of his way to discuss only one. And Rav Oshia decided to discuss both. Or no. His challenge is a machlekes and loves this. Our Tana is saying it's hashkafically wrong. You're mixing apples and oranges. That's not the right word. You're mixing two opposites. You're missing, you know, what are, I don't know what's called two opposites, but you're missing two opposites by talking about Niske Mammon and Niske Adam, and they don't go together, and you have no right. It would be wrong. It's hashkafically wrong to write both in one Mishnah because they don't belong together. And when Rav Elisha comes along and writes them both, he's arguing in hashkafa, and he's saying they do belong together. And then the Tana of the Masnisen wrote a minyana to say, my hashkafa is that Rav Elisha is wrong. There's a hashkafa here. I disagree. Don't you dare put them together. It's hashkafically wrong to put them together. They don't belong together.
How the machlokes look according to Shmuel?
Wait. We're doing one at a time.
However we're going to answer this, we have to understand why Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi chose specifically our mission instead of Rabbi Shia.
Okay. Well, no, because
Rabbi, according to the way.
What? Why don't we have to understand that?
Okay, I don't know. Okay.
I'm saying, doesn't that mean the fact that he chose Dafkar Mishnah?
Okay, I don't know.
According to Shmuel.
Wait. Maybe we jump to that first. I'm doing rap.
But according to the way Rabbi's setting it up, Lo Iri, what we're talking
We're in Shmuel, not in rap. Shmuel holds that Mave is a
Shane.
Mave is Shane. I'm sorry, Shane.
Yeah.
So therefore,
according to Rav,
this game, Mave.
Right. What about Rav?
Well, wait. We have to pay patience.
Okay. All right.
Rabbi, according to that, then the earlier being on the hay, let the low Irie, and the opposite of low Irie. Is that you don't hold of it, meaning you don't hold that it's true, or you don't hold that it should have fit in it? I mean, what does that mean?
It doesn't belong. I think it's apples and oranges. I'm talking about one thing, and you pop up. I remember from this goes about from back in 50 years ago. I don't know.
Got it.
I don't want to say that I'm so old. But I was in a course somewhere with some people that weren't so smart. They were not from the yeshiva. And the person who was giving the course was talking about the problems of that in other countries have in the beauty of democracy and the problems of dictatorship. And somebody pipes up, how can you say this is a democracy? It's terrible. We don't have trees. Right, on the sidewalk, right? Now, right, you got it? Now, the person's mixing apples with oranges, right? You're discussing, you want to say that it's a terrible thing that there are no trees in our neighborhood, but that has nothing to do with the topic of the advantages of democracies over a dictatorship, right? So it's not that you're not making a valid point. It's a valid point. You want to discuss the problems with American society that there's too much crowdedness, that the cities are very crowded and we don't have trees in New York City, there's not enough trees. It's a valid point. But don't mix it in the discussion when we're discussing the advantages of a democracy over a dictatorship, right? So that's what I'm saying over here. Rav Shmuel is saying, I'm discussing Niske Mammon. Niske Mammon is unique. What are you doing mixing in Niske Gufo? That nothing to do with anything. It doesn't belong. It's off tune.
Not because it's philosophical differences. They're different categories. Not in innate yashrus.
Categories, yes, because they're different categories. There's something.
Not in innate yashrus, though.
Innate yashrus and makes them in different categories.
Yeah.
And Avaisha, who goes ahead and puts them together, who discusses both, obviously holds that no, they're not different categories. So Rav would the Mishnah would be proper in making a miyut to tell me that don't mix the two. You know, there's a message in the miyut. So what would that be? What would be the logic of such a thing?
Before Rebbe was saying the chiddush of a difference in hashkafa, we Pashup Shara Minyana excludes is a difference in halacha. Okay. And now we're saying a minyana could be a difference in hashkafa. Is that that's not worthy of a tosos?
It's worthy of a tosos. I don't know,
but the tosos is only going on the second step where it's okay, low kemairi.
I hear, but that I could see here. Tavis, if I could figure that out, Tavis over could figure that out also too. Maybe it wasn't such a problem for Tosos. In other words, what would be as far? Someone help me a little bit. I don't have to do all the work. What would be as far to say?
Maybe which Tosos are you referring to?
I was still referring to Tani Minyan and Mimute. But the what would be as far as to say that Rav said, not that Shmuel says, Nisgay Gupa Kamari, Nisgay Mama Kamari, Nisgay Gupa Lo Kamari. What would be the far that said those are apples and oranges? Trees and democracy, right?
Machayev. Okay. Different
Sivas and Machayev. Why do they have different Sivas and Machayev?
One of them is Mom and Isaac, and one of them is I don't know.
I can't hear.
What? Either because it's your money or you didn't watch it. Another one is because you did something.
Okay. Well, so and so, but let's try and make it okay. Yeah.
If you want to be radical, the Rav Oishi and the Tana are arguing in the Tzutzad and the Yeshiva Shechakira. And if Maman Hamazik is Pshia, then it's not that different than Adam Hamazik, regular Adam Hamazik. But if Maman Hamazik is its own Sivas and Mechayev, then it's very different.
Right. That's what I was thinking. Obviously, I don't know if you have to take them up, but yes. But at least for sure, that would be what the Tana of our mission is trying to do. That would you would. You could say, you know, this is what's
there on the right of the other side here.
Is that everything is torn on this chakir, and every time you take the other side. But okay, in other words, if you learn that the sibas and mechayim of mamon amazik is mamon, then mamon amazik has nothing to do with Adam, because Adam, the point is, because you did the hezek, you were poshaya, you went ahead and did the hezek. But you're not chayv on Adam because I own myself. That's not the vart. Since I own myself, it's because Adam is a vart. Is that you're a posheya? You didn't watch yourself properly. You didn't. Well, mammon, there's some kind of svara that you take over the chiyuv of your mammon.
What's the chiyuv? Why are you saying I'm a posheya? The mammon. You're taking over the chiyuv of your mama and your mama's pasha. Why don't you just say the
Adam is bigger than my dad? That is the yeshiva shereit, right? Is
it like yeshiva not, right? By the Adam, because he did a ma'aseh hezek, right?
Right.
Because he was posheya, you need the pshia.
Yeah, because the Adam is chayav because he even without pshia, first of all, probably with pshia, but it's not because you're taking over the responsibility of someone else.
No, I'm out of this. It's your own.
So it's like
just like you're taking over your cow. That's the cow's ma'aseh hezek, and you're taking it over. By you, you don't need to take anything over. It's your own ma'aseh hezek.
It's completely different. By you deserve to pay because it's your own ma'aseh hezek. Pashup shan, I think that means because you were posheya. I think that's a pashup shan. And by your cow, there's a different thing that since you own it, you have to pay. For it's like Eved Ba'ama, you have to cover the, you know, when you own something, so you have to, if you own a car, and you know, even in America, so you own a car and someone steals your car and gets into a car accident, I think you have to pay your insurance, right? In other words, you have to, it's your mama that did the hezek. It's a different part. It's a different Siva Samachayev completely. So it could very well be. The truth, you don't have to even, is that at least the Tana of our Mishnah there's a lumdish vart in by. It's not just that the Tana was lazy, and he only wanted to discuss Niskei Mamon, and he didn't want to discuss Niskei Gufo. And Rav Oisha says, listen, Tana, don't be so lazy. Let's discuss both. The Tana is saying it doesn't, they don't deserve to be mixed together. So it's a valid minyana because someone would have a half a meaning that they do deserve to be mixed together. If you held that the yeshiva of the other side of the yeshiva shechakira, that's what Rafi said, if you held that Mamon is also for Pshia, then they do deserve to be mixed together because they're all forms of your chai because you're a poshea. So the Tana of our Mishnah wanted, writes a minyana to say, don't be fooled, don't make a mistake to think that there are more. In other words, if I didn't write the minyana, I would say there are four, but there are more. What are there more? There are more, because in this case, Gufos also really should be included. I just didn't bother mentioning them, because I didn't mention them. But there are more. By writing a minyana, I'm saying there's only four and no more, because the others don't, are different. They don't belong in this group. It's a different group. This group is only a group. There are only four that fit into this group. The other group is different. Don't, and he's coming to tell you a chiddush. Don't think that they belong all together. It's one group. You would have a havamina. It could be you could even have a havamina in this game, Mammon, too. You could have the same havamina because maybe you would have a havamina that Adam is chai because I own myself. Maybe it would be such a crazy havamina. So what he's saying is, you would have a havamina that it's really, that it's proper to have more mazikim in the Mishnah. Okay, you mentioned four because he just, he was lazy. I don't know, he picked four. But there are more. And I just didn't mention them. So I write a minyana to say, no, there's only four. The other ones belong to a different, there are only four types of apples. That's not an apple, that's an orange. I said there are four types of apples, right? I don't know what they are called anymore. Whatever it is, right? What's it called?
Kintosh, John, Smith apples.
Thank you. So I say four. And then I make a minyana. Why do I make a minyana? Because you would think that an orange, also with this, someone would have a havamina, that an orange is also a type of apple. So I'm saying, no, that's an orange. Don't mix oranges with apples. There are only four types of apples. The other things are not apples. Those are pears, those are plums, those are something else. It's a different family. Don't mix it, don't have, so there's a valid point. I think it's a very nice chat.
The only issue is that we're making a big difference between Rav's understanding and Shmuel's understanding of the mission.
I didn't get this to Rav.
No, but I'm saying, but by setting it up this way, we're forcing it that Rav and Shmuel's understanding of the mission is very different.
Yeah, we is. Yes, because it's very interesting. Because
Rav can simply say it's categories versus subcategories or something like that.
Okay, well, I don't know. But now that's interesting, because according to Rav, the Mishnah did mix in Adam into the Mishnah. It's an interesting thing. According to what we're saying, that according to Shmuel, the Mishnah wrote a minyana to tell me that Davka, Adam doesn't belong here because Adam is it doesn't belong. According to Shmuel, that's according to Shmuel. According to Rav, not only Rav Elisha put Adam in, but the Mishnah itself put Adam in. In other words, it makes one suspect that there might be some more like it makes some achleikus Rav and Shmuel like much more lumdis. I saw someone ask that, I don't remember who it is, maybe it was Rabbeinu Chananu, I think, that says on the achleikus Rav and Shmuel, it says that we paskin, who we paskin like. Here, if you look on Daud Amen Aleph, it says psak, and Rabbeinu Chananu, the big words psak. V'yesh oimer halacha g'shmuel. He said, we basket like Shmuel. So I saw someone ask the kasha, there's no machlekes halacha between Rav and Shmuel. Right? All they're doing is arguing on what the word Mava means in the Mishnah. Does it mean Eish or means Adam? Everyone, Rav agrees that there's such a thing as Eish, and Shmuel agrees there's such a thing as I get the names backwards. I don't think Shmuel is such a thing as Adam. It just, they're just arguing what the word means. So what's Rabbeinu Chananel saying that there's a halakhic nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel? But according to what we're saying now, there really is some kind of halakhic nafkamina, because there's a major hashkafa battle going on here between Rav and Shmuel. Is that Rav who goes there, Shmuel is saying that the Tana wrote a minyana, bedavka, to tell me that Mammon and Isser and Gufo are different, and they don't, and Chas v'Shalom, you can don't make a mistake and think that they belong in the same Mishnah. So it
sounds like a hashkafa, not a halacha, no?
No, probably it has nafkaminas halacha, because
like
it's depending how you understand what the sibas and mechayev of Adam is, or what the sibas and mechayev of Mammon and Nazik, will very likely result in theoretical halachic nafkaminas.
Everybody agrees Nezek Sars Reproibosius only applies to Adam, okay, et cetera, right?
Yeah, but we talk, it could be certain nuances in nafkaminas. How much pshia you need, what would happen? I don't know, there could be, you know, there could be different differences. I don't know offhand. I don't know. I didn't think of a difference. But you know, there's, if you
ask, could we say that maybe that the Yeshiva Shechakira applies, is the difference between them?
Okay, but I'd rather say we say that there's, they make nafkaminas halacha in the Yeshiva Shechakira too. Okay. You know, maybe if you want to be test how Yeshiva, you want to be. But I think the pshat is not so bad. The pshat is that according to the Gemara saying, according to Shmuel, the Mishnah is so it's not stam, because, you know, if it's just laziness, so to speak, so then you don't write a minyana, because what do you care if someone's going to think it will add niske gufo, makes a difference to you? But if it's a hashkafa that mamen and gufo are different, so then it's very good that he has a minyana to tell me this hashkafa that it's different. Okay, I think that's is that all right? Anyone? Okay, so let's go first.
I'm just wondering if theoretically that we can work this out with Rav also, as opposed to limiting it to Shmuel and say that.
Okay, well, let me get to Rav. Let me get to Rav.
I hear it very much. It's true that in the Tzadok HaKira, your chayev on your mamon, the Torah transferred the chayev of your mamon to you, so it's a big chiddush. But once you say you're chiddush, so then I see each side of the chakira, there's a similarity between Mammon and Adam, because by on the side of the chakira that the Torah is mechayev you for Mammon, so at least both of the hezekim, you're chayev for a maisa hezek. The Torah told you that you're chayev for your own maisa hezek, and also said you're chayev for someone else's maisa hezek. Okay, and here, so I bring it right to the other side of the chakira.
I don't know. I would say that's already a whole different thing. You're chayav for the, you know, there's one is I'm chayav for my pshat because I did it. It's like an adam amad. It'll be the avera of one is like an avera. The other one is like it's not really an avera. It's just I have enough rice. I have to cover the expense.
You told us many times that you're not chayav for hezek for an avera. Not an
error. I can't.
You're chayev because you broke it.
It comes out of nafkamina in that if it's chay adam, if it's the adam amad, this is possible. You're happy that it's an aveira and adam not having mazik another adam. If it's your chay for your mamon, okay, maybe there's also some kind of aveira, but it's a whole different story. It's not the same. It's a different type of thing. It's not that you wouldn't put the person in the same. It's like, you know, I'll try and give an example. We have Vayishka Ruvein as Bilo Pilegish Ovid. So Chazal say that he wanted, that all we did was he moved the bed. So why in the world does the pasuk say by Yishkav if he just moved the bed? So a lot of people talk about that, but he's with Rashida Lerm Shah is because it's in the same family. It's there could be a very wide spectrum in the family, but it's the same family. It's a lack of respect for someone else's marriage. So it's the same, in other words, it's within the same family. So therefore they're put together. You did the first step in the, you did the bottom rung of this Aveira, and then there's the top rung of the Aveira, but it's the same family. And Shmuel's Shaul, David cut Shaul's corner of his Shaul's begging. He said it was in the same family of killing him somehow because I don't respect you.
Okay,
but the other way of saying is, so there's sometimes you can have two things that are different, but they're in the same family. They belong in the same family, but if they're, but they can be things that are not in the same family. You can't go ahead and say by Yishka Bila, Reuven is Bila Penegesh of it, if what Reuven did is he ate non-kosher food. It has nothing to do with each other. You can't describe that. I once heard, and I don't want to say how to say, I don't know, but as a Kandai's dick of speech, I'll leave out the Kandai's. But he basically said that he gave him a mashal of two cities that are on the board. And you have two cities in the same country. So he says, in a certain sense, New York and Los Angeles are closer to each other than Tijuana and what's the other city on the other, on the board, the other side of the border?
San Diego.
Okay, San Diego, right? Even though Tijuana and San Diego might be right next to each other,
El Paso,
there's a border in between. They're the fact that they're next to each other doesn't make them. But they're different. This is, you know, there's a division. So San Diego to Tijuana are further in London than Los Angeles, and Samir disagree. But okay, it depends on what London you look at. But the London of in Los Angeles and New York, in many sense, have certain things in common which they don't have in common. They're the border. Let's say if American and Mexico, Trump gets his way and he builds this wall, okay? So then they can be next to each other, but there's a wall separating them. They're separate. So that's what we're saying, that what our Tan of our Mishnah wants to tell you is, even though you think that Niskei Mamino and Niskei Gupo are similar, you should hear they're on different sides of the fence. There's a wall between them. And that's why he writes a minyana. I think that's nice. Is a minyana to tell me that they don't belong to each other. Okay, let's just try and go further. The Gemara there says, so the Gemara says, I'm going back on Dawud on the days. Gemara says, and Rav says that our time, the Mishnah says, I don't have to mention them because once I mention Adam, call me the Adam. Once I said Mave means Adam, so I said Adam. Adam, Adam, Adam the Isaac, Adam, the Adam the Isaac short. In other words, so we have this word. Artana, according to what Rav is saying, is that Artana feels that all Adam is grouped under one heading of Adam. And Rav Isha holds that you can break up Adam into two groups. There's Adam the Isaac Adam and Adam the Isaac short. So also, what would be this machlokes in Lamdas?
Looking just to point out, as far as Adam the Isaac Adam, we have Nezik, Ripui, Shevis, and Boshes. So we do find that the Chiev is more extensive than the Chiev is with regards to Adam the Isaac.
Right, but even everyone has to agree to that. So
no, but I'm saying that might indicate something more fundamental to when an Adam is Isaac Adam, meaning the idea of the affront of being Isaac and Adam.
In other words, what you're saying, I want to say it more in it, and take a little sharper, so I can say What do you want to say?
What I'm saying is that the idea of damaging another human being is like that type of such an act of damaging another human being is not really just about damaging.
So when Rav goes ahead and says Tali Adam Echol Mirei Da Adam, so what? And the Minyana is telling you that that's what Rav holds. Minyana, according to Rav, the Minyana is saying Tali Adam Echol Mirei Da Adam. That's good what the Minyana is trying to teach you. You would have had, if I didn't have the Minyana, you would have had a Havamina to say that there are more. There's Adam the Azik Adam and Adam the Azik Shor.
Right.
Rav says that I wrote the Minyana to say that no, there's not Adam the Azik Adam and Adam the Azik Shor. Adam B'chol Mirei Da Adam. So what's Rav Gupa saying? What's the
Minyana? That's not the case. That the concept of with regards to Adam Da'azik Adam is not stemming because, like, as far as like the homer of the fact that you cause damage to another human being, but rather the fact just that the Torah creates more extensive Kiyuvim Balma.
Right. In other words, the Koyin to Rav, the Mishnah is trying to teach you a Chiddush. It's almost like the opposite, and not the opposite, but it's the opposite direction. According to Rav, the Mishnah is trying to teach you a Chiddush. Don't split Adam the Azik Adam and Adam the Azik Shor. Don't think that those are two different, that those are different. Now, there's no one's going to write in the Mishnah Adam that is Masik a car, and Adam that's Masik a cow, and Adam that's Masik a house, and Adam that's Masik a horse, right? Because it's all the same thing. So Rav is saying Adam the Azik Adam and Adam the Azik Shor is all the same thing. The Gabi the Nezik. You know, it's basically all the same thing. So that's itself is also a chiddush in lamdas. There's a chiddush in lamdas according to Rav that all adams are basically the same. Don't think that there will be a room for a havamin, and that's maybe where Rav Yishai holds that when you're mazik and adam, it's a whole different avera. Because you have to clap. It's not just it's a different. It's a different Taryag Avera. It's a different thing. You did it. You were Masik and Adam. Wow. Boy, you're Masik and Shor. Okay, you caused the guy financial damage. But when you're Masik the Adam, it's Ein Adayma. I'll give you an example.
I'm trying to help you.
I want to say, because you asked me for a Nafkamina. So I'll make up a Nafkamina. I don't think it's true, but just to make you happy. According to Rav Yishai, let's say we passed in Hezek Sheino Nika Lachma Hezek. So theoretically, I don't think it's true, so I'm not really saying this, but theoretically you could hear that according to Rav Yishai, if you're Mazik and Adam, Hezek Sheino Nikar Shmo Hezek, because it's a whole different family. It has nothing to do with it. Hezek Sheino Nikar Lashmo Hezek is when you're Mazik and Behema, but when you're Mazik and Adam, Mi Odeya, it doesn't have to, it's not governed by the same rules. It's a different thing.
But how do we know this? Maybe Rav Yishai is just getting into the specifics of different categories within Adam, and the Tana, and the one in the Tana is only talking about generalities
I don't have to make, that's better for me. I don't have to make a big machlokes. I just have to say the other way, that the Tana of the Mishnah came to tell you la'afuke from someone who would have thought that way. Someone would have thought.
Meaning there is a general category of Adam that all encompasses every damage of Adam.
Right. Now, someone would have thought, had not the Tana, the Mishnah, written the Minyana, someone would have thought that Adam, the Azik Adam, and Adam, the Azik Shor are very different. And therefore, they definitely should be counted as separate Ovids. And maybe there'll be halachic nafkaminas between them. But comes along the Tana, the Mishnah, wrote a Minyana to tell me that they're not different, that they're basically all fit under the same umbrella. They're all forms of Adam. They're not different Adams. It's one Adam. There's one Adam in the Torah. Now there are sites that, like Shamir said, Adam Da'azik Adam is maybe we punish you, we give you, make you pay more, but it's the same basic thing. It's not like a different aveira. It's not a different al-chayt. It's not apples and oranges. It's the same basic thing. It's just a higher form of the same thing. It's not a whole new category. Okay. Anyway, that's what I...
Doesn't that fit in with the other Mishnayos of like Adamud La'olam and all the other things where it talks about Adam, where they basically it's all those halachas applied to the same Adam, regardless whether it is?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't have
and to... Arb and Yasha and all these different things.
I don't know. I can't answer you. I don't know. But that's what we would like. I like to say, you know, that would be very nice. In other words, what we're trying to say, especially in Taisus, is that Taisus, getting back to the sea, I don't want to get... We're already back down too much. Is that the minyana in our Mishnah? It makes sense. The minyana in our Mishnah is teaching you a halachic nafkamina. It's only when you get between Rav Oshia and Rav Chia that Taibis is bothered that there's no seemingly halachic nafkamina. So that's why he had to say whatever he said, which I'm not sure what he's saying, but okay. But let's go by it there.
Maybe one thing is it just an issue that it seems like, according to the way that we're understanding Shmuel, that the minyana is to be a mayit, but according to the way we're understanding Rav, the minyana is really a riboy, meaning we're saying that that's meaning including other cases, and then we're saying that it's all inclusive.
Would that be can't help that? That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara did that.
No, but I'm saying is, but here we're saying the minyana mute.
Okay, it's not mute that you don't count more cases. But the reason why you don't count more cases is either because they don't belong or because they're included. You know, it could be two different reasons. I think that's okay.
I mean, the minyan baladam abeis is not discussing the minyan.
Right, I understand. But they just... They use opposite directions in Rav and Shmuel why the Mishnah didn't write the Rav Oshia's cases. According to Shmuel, they didn't write it because they didn't want to write this came in Gupo. And according to Rav, they didn't write it because they wrote it already. So it's a little bit, you know, Mora uses some kind of...
Yitzi's making a point that usually the phrase lemute is lemute, like Tana lemute.
It is miute. Miute means that the Tana didn't want those to be included. It just, what is the reason why they didn't want to be included? The word lemute still says the same. I'm not changing what the word lemute says. Everyone said the Tana wrote four, so it's only four, not more than four. But the question is, what is the nafkamina? What? Why is that important for me to know that there's four and not more than four? It's the next step that's different. Everyone on the first step of the miyute, everyone's the same. Tana wrote four because you would have thought without the Tana, you would have thought there were really more. Kaelin doesn't know there's only four. According to Shmuel, is because it wants by telling you there's only four, it's telling you that Nizke Gufo doesn't belong here. It's out. And according to Rav, by telling you there's only four, it's telling you that that it's already mentioned. No, they're, but it's both with the same first step, that it's a miyut.
Isn't Tosfos' answer, which I know we're not getting to, kind of, I know that Tosfos doesn't sound like he's forced to give this chiddush in his answer, whatever the answer is, but yet he is picking the last step to bring it up. But at the end of the day, he is saying that lumiute could mean something else.
Yeah, okay.
So perforce, that means that the chiddush that we're saying that it can't be that he's including the other ones means that in the end of the day, he could be including
it. It could be, but we're making a tiyuk. Why didn't Tosfos ask on the first step? So we're not necessary. You want to say that at the end of the day, once Tosfos gives his answer, what we're saying is not necessary. I don't know. Maybe yes,
it's not
maybe
great,
no.
Because then the Chora Tosfos should have chimed in and said, Bechein de la El, that's the shot in the question.
Right. I don't know. But I don't think it makes a difference. Because if you accept our Didik and Tosfos, so it's shy of to say such a thing. That's all. Maybe at the end of the day, we won't say it.
Nicer. Does Rebbe have some kind of maybe idea in explaining to us this answer?
I didn't really think about that. I just don't know what it means. You know, Aribu, and it's lower than Mude, no Aribu. Like, why, I mean, why is that important to know that you know Aribu? I'm not sure, I just don't know.
Maybe what it means is that the Heiner, he says a miyat to tell us there, I mean, there's a categorically, there's another, I mean, I'm telling you that categorically that which should be grouped together as 13. So Elamai, there might be additional ones which could categorically be a part of a broader group. But
okay. Maybe. I mean, if you say it's kenosis, so that would be good. It would be the same idea. In other words, that's good. But they're saying like the same idea that we're saying is that lo maribu because it's a different group. Not lo aribu because, Tom, I just didn't feel like mentioning them.
But that's a bigger
issue. They're in a different form. Okay.
But the same structure is what you're saying right now.
It can't be the same structure. Otherwise, why is he more having difficulty in this earlier step?
I don't know. It's a similar. It's not ours. Hopefully, ours it would be. We're trying to say that there might be a nafkamina la'alocha. In you know that would be, you know, here in Taibis there's no nafkamina la'alocha. It just tell me, you know, Aribu. I was trying to claim that there could be some form, even though I don't know what it is. But if there's a shaila what the sivas and the chayiv of mamon amazik is, it probably does bring about nafkamina's halacha, which we do know. And the yeshiva shech hakira, they do. Yeshivas do make nafkaminas halacha.
Is Rebbe's motivation for the hakira halacha because of the Rebbeinu Chananel?
The right motivation is to answer Taisus. In other words, Taisus doesn't have his problem on the first step in the Gemara. Sounds like because in the first step, he understands the minyana, the miyute, is serving a real function, not just to say, you know, Aibu, but there's you're telling me something of importance, a message.
No, because there could be another difference. The other difference is the four of us in the Zikin are categories. And these other things are all subcategories, and therefore that Tosfos understood as being a difference between them. But once you get into subcategories, why 13 and not 24? Then you have to finagle more as far as the difference. But otherwise, four is categories, and the rest is subcategories.
According to Shmuel, it's not those aren't subcategories. It's the Mishnah is mentioning.
Okay, according to Shmuel, right?
Okay.
It's a little funny that the Gemara uses Kamari, like Tosfos is. Tosus uses the words lo ayribahu as his way of klomaring. It's just a lo ayribahu, but that's the same lashon that the Gemara uses in Shmuel. Beniske gufa lo kamairi. It's the same.
I think it's. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think that's. I don't know if that's a problem.
It's the same lashon. I mean, Tosus saying lo ayribahu. Is a way of saying that we're just not talking about it.
Okay, but the reason why I was just saying that in Shmuel, saying that you're not talking about it is conveys a chiddush halacha.
I mean, certainly if you say a chiddush lahalacha, there's a big distinction.
But we know there are many differences between nezek adam and nezek and nezek.
Let's try and go a job further. Just going to be yaitzi. Otherwise, the guys will complain. Let me go. It's the next line. Eda minyan Rav Chiya mute mai. So why does Rav Chiya have a minyana? Mute moiser umefago. So here also, the litany. Bishram ifago bekachim lo kamari. So this also I don't understand. I mean, maybe I got the typhus after you type his answer, I guess. Like why would you write a miyat? Like, what would it's very strange, right? I mean, it's just very strange, but that's, I guess you could give typhus his answer, whatever typhus is saying. Like, why does he write a miyat? But if he wouldn't have written a miyat, you would have thought that really there is mifago. I didn't mention it. Yeah, it's there. I didn't mention it. right? And Mia to say, no, I didn't mention it on purpose because I don't want to mention it because when iske kachim lo kamari, like, who cares? Why is that important? Why is that important? And a miser, my time at Altani. Parents is shiny miser to be the Dibura. But with Dibura lo kamari. Also very strange. Like what's the, why is that important? With the Bura don't come Mahari. And then Marzikasha Bamoti Shema the Bura Hovikani. The Bura is a Maisahu. Motsi that there's a Maisa. What's a Maisa? So Rashi says the Bia. Which is also very, very in other words, the bia, pashas, the bia is not part of what you're doing the avera. It's just the bia is just a prerequisite.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right. It would seem like that's part of the homer of the motzi shemra, is you were motzi shemra on the woman that you were boel.
Maybe somehow. Well, Ada Zain the Gura, then I say Maisu, Victani. Awesome, Abnav, this say Maisa, Maisa Rahmana, Kari Maisa. Siksiva, Sisam, Lokash, Zaman, Lasa, so often. Okay. This is very strange. So say like this.
The Maisi Shem, Maisi Shem, the Kari is talking.
Let me just think, give me. So we say this. The Tana did not mention Maiser because he doesn't want to mention things of deep work. But the Tana mentioned Adam Zayimim because that's not a Dibur. Why that's not a Dibur? Because the Rahmana Kare Maisa. Well, what does that mean, Rahmana Kare Maisa? What does that mean?
Well, the Torah says Zamam La'asos, so which implies that.
Yeah, but what does that mean? In other words, it sounds like it's not just, it sounds like from the Gemara, that it has some real significance. In other words, our Tana doesn't want to mention things that are just Dibur. It looks at Adam Simon, says, oh, that's a Maisa. Oh, okay. Like, why is it a Maisa? It's not a Maisa, it's only a Dibur. The Torah called it a Dibur Maisa. So what does that mean?
Well, the Torah has the ability to change anything to anything else. So like they're changing it from a Dibur to a Maisa.
Okay, so what that means, what you're saying is that it's not just semantics. That the Torah went ahead and made this into a Maisa. In other words, there's halachic nafkaminas being a Dibur and a Maisa. So the Torah turned Adam Zayman into a Maisa. It's not just that they're calling it a Maisa, but it's really not a Maisa, because then that's meaningless. When we write in the Mishnah, we only write listing Maisim. Adam Zayman is a Maisa.
Or at least
Maisa. What?
It's zamam to a Maisa. I mean, it's not a Maisa. You can mean it just means that which they're setting into motion is considered a, now the fact that they're huzam, that's okay, their Maisa, but it's saying it's not.
But they did a Maisa. They did a Maisa. They like shot the arrow.
Yeah, they did a Maisa. If they didn't do a Maisa, we couldn't kill them for it.
The arrow didn't hit the person, kill the person, but they shot them. They did a Maisa. When they went to court and testified, that was a real Maisa. There wasn't others. Apparently, there must be some halachic nafkamina to the fact that it's considered like a Maisa. Otherwise, like, who cares?
And that wouldn't be able to kill them otherwise. If they didn't do a Maisa, you wouldn't be able to kill them.
Why?
Because the whole point of Dibur is they can't be punished in Dibur. We can't give them Malkus without, if it's just Dibur, right?
Okay, I don't know. Whereas I would assume that this
is such a says it explicitly.
You get punished for a Dibur. Lashon Hara is only a Dibur. You can get punished for a Dibur.
Well, you can't give Malkus. We don't even give Malkus if it's a Dibur.
Okay.
So, but you're here to get him killed. Ain't as even get killed for based on what they're saying.
They're not getting, it's not me, then Malkus is getting, okay. I don't know, in other words,
well, I'm saying they would get Malkus also. They would get Malkus for Adam Zayim also. If they were, if testimony gave the guy Malkus, they'd get Malkus for it too. Everything except for Ben Kayin or Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza.
They're not getting Malkus because of the lav. They're getting Malkus because the Torah says explicitly what the punishment is. It's
but normally, lav shein by ma'aseh can't get punished like that.
Okay, I don't know.
We say Zom is the lav shein by Malkus. No, I'm saying that's why you needed another pasuk. You can't just learn for losa.
I have to learn Malkus a little better. I don't remember. I was actually learn Malkus. That was a long time ago.
I did too.
I don't remember. Anyway, but it's interesting. It means.
Does Rebbe need a svara why this is a Maisa?
Need a svara. I'm saying no, it's a Xeris Akosa, but it just what it means is it's not just semantics. It means that the Torah makes it into a Maisa. It has halachic nafmina. We have this in Ksuvos, that the Torah makes the woman's. I don't remember already. Don't remind me. The Torah makes a woman's, it calls a man the women, and they both us, they both did a ma'isa, right? There's a pasuk. So,
Chalitza?
What?
By Chalitza?
No, by Pia. If an Eishes is a mezaneh, so the pasuk calls.
And the Fashos Ha'osos?
The Fashos Ha'osos, thank you. Wow. Those are very amazing begins. So, what does David say? Why is that relevant? Why is that relevant that the Rahmana actually Hanok and Maisa or something? Why is that relevant? What purpose did that have? I don't remember. Mike Suvis.
But I think she was Kaka Olam otherwise, so she didn't do anything. So how do you make her Chayev? So you have to do Nefashas also to give her a Maisa to be Chayev for.
Well, but she is Kaka Olam, but it's. If she's been rotzen.
Yeah, I mean, to put her to death, she has to have done a ma'isa.
Have to have a ma'isa to put her to death. So, in other words, so it's considered a ma'isa. So it's not just, it's not just the semantics that we're killing you for this. No, we're killing you because we view it like there's a ma'isa. So here also, we're giving Adam Zayim an extra chumrah. In other words, we're giving you a chumrah that you did a ma'isa. And therefore, that's why you get your punishment. If Adam Zayim, apparently, without that step that the Torah turned Adam Zayim into a ma'isa, probably you wouldn't, right, you wouldn't have that chumrah of that punishment, right? Probably that's right. So it's therefore, it deserves to be listed in the Mishnah, even though I'm only mentioning ma'isim. Adam Zayim is you're doing a ma'isa. It's not trying that we're punishing as if you did a ma'isa. You really halachically you did a ma'isa when you do an Adam Zayim. Right, that's how it's viewed. Okay, all right, I think we ran out of time.